Adults often ask children, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" We do not have in mind an answer like, "A nice person, a conscientious worker, a person with many hobbies." We have in mind a job, an occupation. The merging of ourselves with our work can be confusing. There are vocations that might be more important than our employment, such as spouse, parent, citizen, friend. Those who do not get reimbursed with money for what they do can be disparaged within society. A true understanding of the spiritual dimension of human existence leads one to see meaning and usefulness even in the changing of diapers. A good understanding of vocation can enhance and lift life. Often a vocation is described as the work in which a person is employed. But the dictionary offers as a prime meaning, a summons or strong inclination to a particular state or course of action. Vocation is derived from the Middle English vocation, which comes from the Latin word vocatio, meaning a summons, which is derived from the Latin verb vocare, to call. During ancient Greek and Roman times, those at the bottom of the social pyramid took on manual labor, and those held in higher social regard accepted a consecrated life of contemplation. This hierarchical understanding of labor took on a deeper religious context with the dominance of the Catholic Church in Europe during the Middle Ages. A Christian vocation referred to monks, nuns, and priests, as they were living a Christian life and heeding the divine call of God. When vocation was first used in English in the 15th century, it referred to a summons from God to perform a particular task or function in life, especially a religious one. Vocation then developed a secular meaning as the word for the strong desire to do a certain kind of work, or as a term for the work itself. I feel I've found my true vocation. It would be immoral to make a perfect stranger take off their clothes and cut them with a knife. But this is permissible for someone who is carrying out the vocation of a doctor. A vocation is a career or work one performs that does more than pay the bills. It fills you with a higher purpose typically related to helping others and contributing to a greater societal good. Society is a complex network of people with various talents and abilities. We can get trapped into thinking that self-sufficiency is the ideal. But our proper human condition is dependence. Life consists of giving and receiving, serving, and being served, in a network of interdependence. The purpose of vocation is serving and loving others. Your vocation is found in the place you occupy in the present, the here and now, not some future career decision. Vocations are multiple. A sense of vocation can give dignity and significance to each of the roles we find ourselves in. The vocation of friendship causes selfish human beings to care and support others more than would normally be done. The vocation of parenthood causes adults to sacrifice their own needs for the well-being of their children more than would normally be done. Confusion comes when one's actions trespass on the prerogatives of another vocation. Private citizens have no right to take the law into their own hands, which is the vocation of police officers. Rulers have no right to take over the rearing of children, which is the vocation of parents. A good understanding of vocation can lead to a more useful society and each person's place and responsibilities in it. Many of today's employees, in every sector, seek meaningful jobs with employers that reflect their values and sense of purpose. Our lack of understanding of vocation promotes a division between work to make money and work to engage in a vocation. This can lead to apathy and a poor work ethic. Understanding the vocations of employee and employer can help life thrive and become more enjoyable and useful. Recognizing the various vocations that each of us is called to engage in can impact life in many positive ways and provide fulfillment in countless areas as we work together to make a more harmonious world. John would like to know if anyone has a sincere interest in a relevant word that he could possibly research for an upcoming column. If so, please send your requests to wordwisdom2021@gmail.com. Words will be selected according to relevance and research criteria. We cannot confirm that all words will be used. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.